Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. So great to have Brian Hawley on the phone line with Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Well, Brian, we knew we were going to have this conversation this morning after what was going to be Game 6 and or Game 7 from the weekend. And man, oh man, congratulations, Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey. What a weekend. Let's go back to Game 6 on Friday.
Well, Game 6 was a nail-biter. It really was. It was a 3-2 Strathroy win. Stratford got up 2-1. And then in the second period, they gave up a power play goal and a goal on a delayed penalty. And had a little trouble staying out of the penalty box in the second period. There has been the problem, quite frankly, through that whole series was the second period. In Stratford, the two of the three games, they really lost the games in the second period. And once you get down to Strathroy, they play so well at center ice, trying to get through their version of the trap or whatever they call it. They're just so solid defensively. And if you happen to get through that, then you run into, of course, Evan DeBrower and the Strathroy Nets. And they were unable to tie the game up. Cole Thiessen had an opportunity in the last minute where he walked right in, got to about 15 feet, and unfortunately missed the net. So Strathroy hung on by their fingernails 3-2 and forced the Game 7.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, Game 7 Saturday at the Almond Arena. And this was a 5 o'clock start, so it was an earlier game on Saturday. Take us through Saturday. What a game.
Well, first of all, the build-up was incredible. You know, there was such a big crowd. There was about 1,000 people there. And, especially when they close off the one end of the ring for advertising, so 1,000 people pretty much fills that place up. And, the build-up to the game was cool, and the anticipation, and right away off the hop, about 2 minutes in, a nice pass from Chris McGuffin cross ice to Jamie McQueen, who opened up the scoring about 2 minutes in, kind of took the steam out of the start of the game, and then the weirdest thing happened right after that. Strathroy took a penalty, and Stratford went to the power play. Strathroy wins the faceoff. The defenseman picks up the puck and shoots it off the glass out of the zone and breaks a pane of glass.
Oh, really?
And so next thing you know, we've got a 25-minute delay trying to find a new pane of glass to put in and have to get it done. And it was about 25 minutes. Fortunately, and I love calling this guy out, his name's Gary Ray. Most of Stratford knows him, former Stratford Culleton, former 30-year Stratford Arena employee, was up in the stands watching the game and came down onto the ice to help the employees change the pane of glass out. So, you know, Razor, as always, is a hero in the Almond for so many reasons.
Oh, that's awesome. My goodness. Boy, it's a good thing it was an earlier game with that significant delay, but they've got that all fixed, all rectified.
We got it all fixed up, and just as an aside, an interesting thing that happened, Brandon Buck, their top goal scorer, had to work and was going to be late for the game and was supposed to miss the first period, but because of the broken pane of glass, he only missed about the 2.5 minutes. And so after the early goal and the broken glass and the pause, Brandon Buck's back, and so Stratford fans were kind of thinking, maybe it's not our night.
Yeah.
They didn't score on the power play, and then another weird play happened, where Kobe Ferreira of the Jets tried to center the puck. It went off a Stratford defenseman's skate and into the Stratford net, and now it's 2-0 Strathroy. And all the fans are in the stands are getting restless, going, okay, what's going on here? We just can't make anything happen. So to the credit of the Irish, has been the case most of this playoff season, they fought back hard. They scored a goal off a tip-in from Christian Pulido to get that 2-1 goal before the end of the first period, and that was really important to help not only get the team's mojo going, but to get the fans back into it. And so, I mentioned the second period earlier in Game 6 and earlier in the series being a problem, and that the Irish turned the script in this game where they had probably their best second period of the series and maybe the playoffs, where they got the tying goal on a beauty from Jaden Pekka. Made it through the period tied 2-2, and so everybody in the building is thinking, okay, if you'd have told me in September you can go 2-2 in Game 7, all you got to do is win a period to win a title, everybody would have taken that. So the barn was electric. My partner Trey Hamilton was just belting out the call on the stream, And about 10 minutes left, Graham Brulotte went in to forecheck, got a turnover, kept the puck in, fed Jaden Pekka again, and he walked in and beat DeBrower high on the blocker side to take a 3-2 lead with about 10 and a half minutes to go. And then it was buckle up, sports fans, because they just held on for dear life. They defended so well. Connor Hall, Justin Murray, the captain, the defense corps, just working their butts off, block guys sacrificing blocking shots. And then finally, with about 40 seconds left, Justin Murray blocks a shot, gets possession of the puck, shoots it down into the empty net for the 4-2 lead and iced it. And then it was just, it capped off a and set off a celebration that was very memorable in the rink, I tell you that.
Oh, that is awesome. And, Brian, you sent a photo with you and the trophy. I can't imagine how the volume at the Allman Arena after that game, after that whistle blew.
It was amazing. And, you know, one of the things that the team's been fighting for is, you know, rallying around is our friend Mikey, who's a Special Olympics gold medalist who's been hanging around the team as a motivating factor. And what a touching scene when Justin Murray took the cup from Commissioner Jim Hawthorne, and the first person he handed it to was Mikey, and the smile on his face, just, you know, we didn't even need lights in the rink. The smile on Mikey's face when he raised that cup up over his head, and just a really, really great moment. So much fun. Yeah, that picture is my partner, Trey Hamilton, the golden piped one. He called such a great game, and the team played well, and they fought through all kinds of noise off the rink, and so it was just wonderful. And a special shout out to the former Stratford Culletons, Graham Brulotte, Zach Weir, the goaltender, Calvin Thompson, and Mitch Casey. So it was a nice moment for them as well to be able to celebrate one last time, at least on the Willie Ice.
Oh, fantastic. So again, congratulations, Stratford Fighting Irish, 2025 OSHL West Champions, Super League Cup Champions. And certainly, Brian, for you, with this team, Stratford Fighting Irish, like, my gosh, what a season. The way this team has rallied to take it all the way to Game 7 to win the cup, win the trophy. Certainly, there was, you know, earlier upheaval behind the scenes, but boy, this team rallied.
I just can't say enough about the character of the young men in that room. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with those former Stratford Culletons who could speak with experience about, you know, the games with the full rink, a full rink at the Willie, and the Zach Magwoods who have electrified us with their play, and the defense corps that is the best in the league, and all the noise going on around with the change in ownership. And there was a narrative out there that was not a nice one. They, you know, the other teams had about 40 more power plays than they did during the course of the playoffs, but they just took it in stride and kept their heads and rose above all the noise. And that's what makes champions, really, the ability to rise above all the distractions and all the obstacles. So kudos to those young men, and they just made it a joy for Trey and I to call the games.
There you go. So congratulations, Stratford Fighting Irish, the champs. Game 7, incredible. Now, speaking of which, let's go over to the GOJ, Jill.
Well, I tell you what, if that wasn't enough, what a weekend. You know, we had three huge hockey games going on, or at least, you know, I say we in the royal sense. You know, Friday night was Game 5. The Lincolns were down 3-1 to a Chatham team that was just playing lights out. Their goaltender was hot. You know, I spoke on Friday about how good their defensemen were playing. And then Friday night was another absolute... it was so tight the first two periods. Chatham scored first, and then a big goal on the power play from St. Mary's tied it up. And it was two periods, and it's a 1-1 tie, and the building was just, you could feel the tension in the building saying, you know, we got to win a period here just to stay alive. And then the darndest thing happened, Jamie. The Lincolns absolutely exploded. They scored three goals in 3.5 minutes. And then Chatham got some penalties, and they scored two more, and it ended up being a 6-1 final to send the series back to Chatham for Game 6 last night.
All right, and then, just last night, Game 6.
Game 6 looked like a continuation of Game 5, where they just came out, they scored three goals in the first period, they scored two more in the second, and had a 5-0 lead after two periods. And kudos to the Lincoln fans, man alive. They took a bus down there. They must have brought 200 fans with them. And so in a three-period stretch, the third period in Game 5 and the first two periods of Game 6, they outscored Chatham 11-0. I think the game ended up 6-2 with some, you know, really irrelevant stuff going on in the third period. So, you know, speaking of young men who are rising above all the challenges and difficulties, those Lincolns refuse to go away. And so now the series is tied 3-3, and tomorrow night in the PRC, it's going to be yet another Game 7, 2 weeks after the last one against London.
Unbelievable. So, yeah, as you mentioned, it is Game 7 of this championship series at St. Mary's with the Chatham Maroons and St. Mary's Lincolns. Brian, what do you think going into Tuesday? My gosh.
Well, the thing about junior hockey is that it's played by predominantly teenagers, and so a lot of times you don't know what you're going to get from one game to the next. But the one thing about this Lincoln's team that I have learned is that they are not just super talented, they are also very resilient. You know, they blew a 3-0 lead to London, overcame that, and came out and played their best game of the series in Game 7, and you know, advanced to play Chatham. And, you know, right when you think their backs are against the wall and they're going to maybe cave in a little bit, they stand up and go crazy. And the one thing that if you're Chatham, you're worried about is that there were two or three guys like Kyle Morey and Lincoln Moore, former junior A hockey players, who were a little bit, I guess you could say, slumpy. And Chase McQueen-Spence, who is the defending Western Conference playoff MVP from a year ago, didn't have a goal through 17 playoff games and finally scored last night in the second period to get that monkey off his back. So now they're getting depth of scoring. Now they're getting a couple of players back from injury and suspension, and they're on a roll. But again, Chatham's a really good team. They could come in and steal the game tomorrow night, but I really like St. Mary's chances. I think they're going to be good. Colby Boothousko is red hot right now in the net for St. Mary's. I think they're going to be okay tomorrow night. I think, like I said before, the Game 7 of the London series, I think they're fine. I think they're going to move on. And the St. Catharines Falcons, congratulations to them for winning the Eastern Conference Championship. And the winner of tomorrow night's game will play St. Catharines for the Sutherland Cup.
Wow, incredible. Brian Hawley with Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey, just talking about St. Mary's Lincoln's game. It is Game 7 tomorrow. It and St. Mary's taking on Chatham. In the meantime, congratulations. Stratford Fighting Irish are the Super League Cup champions, the 2025 OSHL West champions. Great stuff. Brian Hawley, thank you so much for all your analysis and your spotlights on the games. Did you get any granddad time over the weekend?
I did not, actually. I've been so busy, and of course we got a new baby at home, and so I just wanted to first of all focus on what I was doing and give my son and his wife some time for adjustment. While I'm on here, some self-serving stuff. I want to wish a happy second birthday to my first granddaughter, Lila, today. So I'll be going over to their place after work today and spending time with everyone and celebrating Lila's birthday. So you know, all weekend was about the hockey, and today is all about grandbabies.
Awesome. Brian Hawley. Brian, thank you so much. Really appreciate your analysis.
It's been my pleasure, and it's just been so much fun to follow this team and keep everybody apprised of the situation on a weekly basis.